O protector of the universe, you are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as its all-powerful weapon in killing the envious enemies. For the benefit of our entire dynasty, kindly favor this poor Brahmin. This will certainly be a favor for all of us. If our family has given charity to the proper persons, if we have performed ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices, if we have properly carried out our occupational duties, and if we have been guided by learned brahmanas, I wish in exchange that this Brahmin be freed from the burning caused by the Sudarshana Chakra. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is one without a second, who is the reservoir of all transcendental qualities, and who is the life and soul of all living entities, is pleased with us, we wish that this Brahmin, Durvasa Muni, be freed from the pain of being burned. Shukadeva Goswami continued, when the king offered prayers to the Sudarshan Chakra and Lord Vishnu, because of his prayers, the Sudarshana Chakra became peaceful and stopped burning the Brahmin known as Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni, the greatly powerful mystic, was indeed satisfied when freed from the fire of the Sudarshana Chakra. Thus he praised the qualities of Maharaj Ambarish and offered him the highest benedictions. Durvasa Muni said, my dear king, today I have experienced the greatness of devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For although I have committed an offense, you have prayed for my good fortune. For those who have achieved the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of the devotees, what is impossible to do and what is impossible to give up? What is impossible for the servants of the Lord? By the very hearing of his holy name, one is purified. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parishana Sehitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Sri Vishakan Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This verse is quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. These points are significant. Duskara ko nu sadhunam duschijo va mahatmana. Yai sangrihito Bhagavan satvatam rishabho harihi. For a person who's engaged in the devotional service of Krishna, ko duskara, what is there that's difficult to do? And dustrijo va, and what is there that's difficult to give up? For the materialist, there's so many things that are very, very difficult, especially to give up anything is difficult. To give up their money and to give up their family life is practically inconceivable. But for the devotee, these things are possible. You know, Dushyavan, Darasutan, it's said about Maharaj Rishabdev, I think. Anyway, it's there. That he gave up his very difficult, what was very difficult to give up? What is that? Darasutan, his wife, his children, his kingdom, his everything. Yes, not Maharaj Rishabdev. Bharat Maharaj, yes. Who gave up everything. Malavat, the way one gives up a stool after passing it. No one says, well, that's my stool. I don't want to leave here without taking with me that which is mine. People immediately give it up. He gave up everything that way. His kingdom, his wife, his children. Uttama shloka lalasa, because of great affection and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Uttama shloka. Oh, if one can give, so how wonderful are the devotees, Mahatmanam, that they can even give up family life, they can give up wealth, they can give up everything. Rasovarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. Because they have attachment to that which is eternal. Their relationship with their wife, their relationship with their children, their relationship with their home is not eternal. Materialists don't know that, or they don't calculate that. That doesn't figure into their equation. This is my wife. This is my son. This is my house. This is my money. And just to leave it behind. Even we saw that during the sometimes during war, people are advised that the enemy is coming, and you're in great danger. But they won't leave because their business is there, their home is there. Where will I go? How will I live? They remain attached and they die. They're tortured or they're killed. Everything is taken from them anyway. But Bharat Maharaj or Sadhunam, Mahatmanam, the great devotees, they leave it all behind. And anyway, I'm going to have to leave it in any case. So why not leave it voluntarily for the sake of achieving the highest goal? Why remain attached to it and have it taken away nonetheless? So because they have that higher vision, because they have that attachment to Krishna, it's not so hard. Dushyajan, what is there that's difficult? Dushkara, what is there that's hard to do? The devotees can take on anything or give up anything. Now, let's see, we've totally lost our place. One of the benefits of... Yeah, it took the opportunity to become advanced. If you want. Yeah, here's the place. Yannama Shruti Matrena Puman Pavati Nirmala Tasya Tirta Padakimva Dasanam Avashishyate. For those who are engaged in service to the Lord, yat nama shruti matrena puman bhavati nirmala, simply by hearing, shruti matrena means simply by hearing. What is that? Yat nama, the holy name of the Lord. Nirmala, the personality of Godhead is completely pure. And simply by hearing his holy name, one becomes purified. Tirthapada. All of the holy places which were supposed to be so purifying are at the lotus feet of the Lord. So dasanam avishishyate. For the servants of the Lord, what is there that's left to achieve? They get everything. So what's impossible for them? Rajananu grihito ham tvayati karunatmana madagham prishtata kritva pranayanme pirakshitaha. O King, overlooking my offenses, you have saved my life. Thus I am very much obliged to you because you are so merciful. Rajatam akritahara prajagamana kankshaya charana vupasangrihya prasadya samabhojayat. Expecting the return of Durvasa Muni, the king had not taken his food. Therefore, when the sage returned, the king fell at his lotus feet, pleasing him in all respects, and fed him sumptuously. So, shitvadritam anitam atityam sarvakamikam triptatma nirpatim praha pujyatam iti sadaram. Thus the king respectfully received Durvasa Muni, who after eating varieties of palatable food was so satisfied that with great affection he requested the king to eat also, saying, please take your meal. Pritosmyanu grihitosmi tava bhagavatasya vai darshana sparshana lapar atityenatma medhasa. Well, that's this verse, isn't it? Today's verse.
Yes.
Prito asmi anugrihito asmi tava bhagavatasya vai darshana sparshana alapair atityena atma medhasa pritosmi anugrihitosmi tava bhagavatasya vai darshana sparshana lapair atityena atma medhasa. Pritosmyanugrihitosmi. This is okay. Darshana Sparshana Lapar Atma Medhasa Mi Anugrihitos Mi Tava Bhagavatasya Vai Darshana Sparshana Lapar Atityin Atma Medhasa. Pratis prosmi anugrihitos mi Tava Bhagavatasya Vai Darshana Sparshana Lapar Atityin Atma Medhasa. Ladies. Pritosmi anugrihitosmi Tava Bhagavatasya Vai Darshana Sparshana Lapar Atityen Atma Medhasa Pritaha. Very much satisfied. Asmi, I am. Anugrihitaha, very much favored. Asmi, I am. Tava, you are. Bhagavatasya, because of your being a pure devotee. Vai, indeed. Darshana, by seeing you, Sparshana, and touching your feet, Alapaihi, by talking with you, Atityena, by your hospitality, Atma Metasa, by my own intelligence. Durvasa Muni said, I am very pleased with you, my dear king. At first I thought of you as an ordinary human being and accepted your hospitality. But later I could understand, by my own intelligence, that you are the most exalted devotee of the Lord. Therefore, simply by seeing you, touching your feet, and talking with you, I have been pleased and have become obliged to you. Purport. It is said, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Na Pujoy. Even a very intelligent man cannot understand the activities of a pure Vaishnav. Therefore, although Durvasa Muni was a great mystic, yogi, he first mistook Maharaj Ambarish for an ordinary human being and wanted to punish him. Such is the mistaken observation of a Vaishnav. When Durvasa Muni was persecuted by the Sudarshana Chakra, however, his intelligence developed. Therefore, the word Atma Medhasa is used to indicate that by his personal experience, he would understand how great a Vaishnav the king was. When Durvasa Muni was chased by the Sudarshana Chakra, he wanted to take shelter of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and he was even able to go to the spiritual world, meet the personality of Godhead, and talk with him face to face. Yet he was unable to be rescued from the attack of the Sudarshana Chakra. Thus he could understand the influence of a Vaishnav by personal experience. Durvasa Muni was certainly a great yogi and a very learned Brahmin, but despite his being a real yogi, he was unable to understand the influence of a Vaishnav. Therefore it is said, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigeha Na Pujoy. Even the most learned person cannot understand the value of a Vaishnav. there is always a possibility for so-called gyanis and yogis to be mistaken when studying the character of a Vaishnav. A Vaishnav can be understood by how much he is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in terms of his inconceivable activities. So Sudarshana means seeing very nicely. And after being punished by the Sudarshana Chakra, the sage was able to see things properly. Therefore, punishment is sometimes good. Dando damayatam asmi. Of means of control, the Lord says, I'm punishment. In the 10th chapter. Tamo damayatam asmi. Sometimes punishment is good, just like children should sometimes be punished. They should sometimes be punished. That's good for them. That's good for them. Not tortured, but some punishment is sometimes healthy. Similarly, for criminals to be punished is good for them. And here, even the sage was punished by the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the Sudarshana Chakra. And it was good for him because after being punished, he could understand. He was powerful. He was proud. I'm a great Muni. I have mystic powers. I can pluck a hair from my head and create a great demon to teach you a lesson. But despite his great power, he couldn't be saved. He could go to Lord Brahma. He could go to Lord Shiva. He could go to even Lord Vishnu. But he couldn't be saved from the Sudarshan Chakra because of his offense to a Vaishnav. And therefore, he was humbled and he could understand that he'd committed a great offense. And especially when he saw the character of Maharaj Ambarish. Here was this sage who couldn't even tolerate that the king had taken a few sips of water before feeding him. And he saw that Ambarish Maharaj was just the opposite in character. He tolerated, even while all this was going on, he still didn't take his meal. And instead of being happy that the sage had been punished, he called upon the Sudarshan Chakra, please save him, spare him. If we're oppressed by someone, if we're tortured or bothered by someone, and somebody comes along and takes care of him, then we feel happy. Oh, that's good. Punched him in the eye. If he gets his comeuppance, then we feel like vindicated. Yes, he was picking on me, but now he's getting it. He's getting what he deserved. And we become, yay! We become joyful. But the king, Ambarish Maharaj, because he was a great Vaishnav, wasn't in that spirit. Yeah, you thought you'd show me something? Well, now the Sudarshan is on your tail. What is it? Burn, baby, burn. Old slogan from 1960s. Go ahead and burn. No. If we've done anything, if we have any pious credit in our family, if we've ever done anything right, may all the credit go towards sparing this Brahmin. Such high qualities. yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvaya gunais tatra samasate sura. If someone is engaged in pure devotional service to Krishna, automatically he develops all the good qualities of the demigods. And haravapakta shikuto mahadguna manoratenasati tavatobihi. And if one isn't a devotee, then what good qualities can you expect of him? His mind is running on the mental platform, and as soon as his sense gratification is at stake, he'll do anything. He'll do anything for sense gratification. He'll overstep all boundaries of good behavior, good etiquette, law. He'll sacrifice his reputation, anything for sense enjoyment. Aravapaktasya. We've seen that, so many world leaders, they're big, big men, but they engage in low activities, even at the expense of their good reputation, for the sake of immediately gratifying their senses. Aravapaktasya kuto mahaguna. Even such a sage as Durvasa Muni, a sage should be self-controlled, but he couldn't control his anger. But Ambarish Maharaj was so gentle, so tolerant, so kind and merciful that when the sage returned, the king was praying to the Sudarshan, please don't burn him, please don't burn him. So Durvasa Muni was astonished that although he was a great yogi, a Brahmin, a mystic, a sage, he'd been surpassed by a king. A king is supposed to be in the lower section, not a Brahmin, he's a Kshatriya. And generally, kings are attached to material happiness, material enjoyment, material opulence. But here, the king was better than a sage, better than Durvasa Muni, because of his engagement in the devotional service of the Lord. And therefore, Durvasa Muni glorified the king, or glorified devotees in general, for their great qualities. Okay, we can stop here and see what kind of questions you might have.